Thank you, Craig. Okay, so I have some clarification on the Ohio Vax program that almost tore apart this show earlier today. We got an argument in Muse in the News. Craig just went off on us. I've never been yelled at like that in my life. It was insane.
He was ripping people.
Busted out a window with his bare fist. So the ruling is, and this is about Ohio's program where they will offer, it's a lottery, and five people are going to win $1 million if you've been vaccinated. Any adult that's been vaccinated in Ohio. And for the teenagers, they're offering five full-ride scholarships.
Wow.
Any Ohioan who has received at least one shot of the COVID-19 vaccine is eligible to win $1 million,
according
to their
governor.
There
you go. Good. That's all I was asking.
You thought, your position was it was unfair if this is only open to newly vaccinated people.
Right. It would have been terribly unfair if they had said, okay, starting now, because we need to get all you unvaccinated people vaccinated. Starting now, everybody who goes and gets vaccinated will be eligible for $1 million lotto ticket. Where, what message is that sending to all the people who did the right thing and got vaccinated as early as they could?
Is it the right thing? 787-1310. Let us hear from you. Why doesn't Texas do this? I don't want to have to move to Ohio to win $1 million. Every
Maybe
state should have this.
Is a lot better. I don't know if it is.
Than Ohio?
Yeah.
I don't know about that. But shouldn't every state have $1 million lottery for people who are vaccinated? I mean, why
if it takes that to get 75%, then yeah, I'm all for it. If that's what it's going to take.
Why is Ohio punishing people who did the right thing and grew up in Texas with not letting them win the lottery? You shouldn't have to live in Ohio to win the Ohio lottery. 787-1310. Let me hear from you. All right. I don't know if you saw this video of the dude who showed up in a Michigan judge's courtroom, his Zoom courtroom. And there were all these people there that were waiting on the Zoom screen to speak to this judge because he had these hearings.
Good morning.
And at one point, the judge says to the people who are there populating his Zoom meeting screen, well, we'll go ahead and bring this fool in. And he admitted this person into the Zoom meeting. You see his picture, looks like a regular, I don't know, about a 30-year-old guy. And the judge says to him, good morning, sir, what's your name? And the guy says, me? Judge says, yes. Says, Nathaniel Saxon, sir. The judge says, oh, really? Your name's not... And then I need to clear this up, okay? Clean this up a little bit. BFR3000.
Wow.
Because that is what he had left his Zoom name as before he joined the judge's hearing.
Oh, my.
He's there on the screen, and right up under him it says BFR3000. So the judge asking that, and the guy looks startled and horrified. And he says to the judge, I don't believe I typed anything like that in. And the judge says, well, that's what it says there. And then Saxon gets really apologetic, and he says, Your Honor, if I may explain, I think it was whenever I set up my Zoom account or whatever, but blanker is my iPhone pairing name for my Bluetooth speaker, sir, and it's an inside joke, and I'm very embarrassed. I'm very, very sorry. I'm very sorry.
We're sorry. So sorry.
And he says, well, you should be. And 20 minutes later, Saxon had to plead guilty to the charges that he was facing there in Zoom court, which was possession of drug paraphernalia. During a traffic stop, they found a syringe with methamphetamine residue in his truck. But he's become a minor celebrity because it's made the rounds on social media. This dude joining a courtroom with the online handle.
It's not a joke. It's just it's how I pair up a speaker.
And I have to say, it is a funny handle.
Yes.
It's a pretty funny handle. Matter of fact, that is my username on most accounts that I have online. 3,000. Why is 3,000 the go-to suffix model name for anything that's, you know, when people are talking about fake inventions, they always had 3,000 after it.
Do we call her Michelle 3,000 at the ticket, or is she Michelle 2,000? She's Michelle 3,000,
yeah. 3,000.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah. She's a human being, sir.
I love Michelle.
Not a robot. How long has she worked for the company?
Long time.
Haven't seen Michelle in a long time.
Haven't seen any of our coworkers.
Mm-hmm. Y'all are ready to go back to the studio?
Yep.
Yeah, I kind of am. I love the bunker.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm kind of ready.
I am too.
They're almost done remodeling.
Really?
It feels too isolating.
Yeah, I think I'm ready.
It feels like my life has gotten way too small. Like I just don't see enough people.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Sean, when will they be done?
I mean, the whole floor will be done, I think, later this month or maybe by June, but where we work is pretty much squared away now.
Okay.
The studio?
Mm-hmm.
And there's actual lighting in there now?
Oh, my God. It's too bright.
Uh-oh.
You can dim it, right?
It's
perfect.
Oh. You're going to
have
issues.
You can't dim it?
You can, but the dimmest brighting is still very bright.
Damn it. You can't dim it?
You can.
They must be some of those new LED lights, right?
It's fine.
It drives me a little bit crazy. I have some LED lights that
a little bright.
Say that they're dimmable, but the range of dimmability is maybe 30%.
Yeah.
Rather than like the 99% you get with an incandescent bulb.
Y'all better
remember when halogen bulbs were the thing?
Yeah.
It was like incandescents. We were going to get rid of those. And then we went to, did we go to compact fluorescence first and then halogen and then LED?
I think that's right.
I'm telling you, the lighting industry, they're pulling one over on us. My contention is they've had LED all along, but they said, hey man, let's burn through a few inventions and pretend like like we gotta have like three intervening inventions in here.
Right.
And they got us to buy all new bulbs each time.
That would be a good topic. Industries that are pulling one over on us. You know what industry?
All of them.
You know what industry I think is guilty?
What?
The tire industry. I think they could make tires that last 200,000 miles, but they choose not to.
Hmm. This is a weird opinion you have. I didn't know you had any opinion on tires.
Don't you think we're to the point where we've advanced technologically enough to where we could make a tire that doesn't wear down like that? But if they were to do that, then they can't sell you tires after 20,000 miles.
You know, I think my life is divided into two portions. The first portion was not respecting tread wear.
Yes. I'm right there with you.
You're the only person that splits their life according to these categories.
I think I may too. I used to ride out
unbelievable
tread.
It'd be completely bald. The tire would be bald or uneven, or you'd have belts showing out of it. And I was convinced that the guy was just trying to pull one over on me by selling me new tires. Every single time I would deny buying a new, no, I don't want to buy a new tire. What are you talking about? This is still good.
Still round. Still rolls.
Still works. I got here, didn't I?
My car can do what I want.
And then now I replace tires. It's like I don't let them get dangerously bald like I used to.
And I think they do last longer now.
I still burn through tires. I get a tire that is this is a 50,000 mile tire, and I'm lucky to get 20,000 out of it.
They should generally a decent tire, 40 to 50,000. Is that what they say?
Yeah, they say that.
I think I got 60 or 70 on my last truck.
And it was really confusing to me, too, when you buy tires, and one of them is, this is $80 a tire, and this one's $300 a tire. And they just both kind of look like tires. It's like, is it really that big a difference?
I've always enjoyed tires.
Whoa, what?
I like tires.
You like to smell it all up when you walk into the tire shop?
Yeah, that's a great smell.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right, another thing that drives me crazy.
It's a great feel, too, when you touch the tire that still has the little rubber spikes on it.
Yeah, to prove it's new.
Uh-huh.
Another thing that bothers me about tires is that we have not developed with computers
generic
and AI, the optimal tread, and why are we all going with that tread? See, why every tire has to have a different tread?
Right.
Really? We haven't figured out the perfect treading for a tire in our climate.
See, there's a lot going on in that industry.
Yeah.
That we don't know about.
What's up with that? Speaking of cars, a dude busted in California. People reported to the cops. I think it originated on social media. It's like they tweeted at the cops that, hey, there's this car driving down the highway right now. It doesn't have any driver.
Uh-oh.
The cop ends up trying to pull the car over. He sees some guy pop his head up in the back seat, jump into the front seat as the car is moving, and pull over. And it was a guy in a Tesla Model 3 who was in the back seat of the car.
Damn.
Doing what?
I think napping.
Go away!
And pulls him over, arrests him, and the dude gets let out of jail. And the guy's 25 years old. This is his quote to the media that was waiting when he was released. I'm about to go in the back seat right now. You feel me? Like I'm waiting for my car to charge. It's totally Dylan, the argumentative teen. He said that Elon Musk, quote, really knows what he's doing, and I think people are just tripping and they're scared.
Well said.
Does it sound like a guy you want to have a long conversation with?
Pretty much done with him at this point.
So he gets out of jail and says that he's immediately going and doing the exact same thing again. Because if you disagree with him, you're just old and scared.
Dumb.
So you can do that now.
The car is, well, you're not supposed to do that.
Not legally, but it...
But you can fool the car, yes.
Wow.
Yeah. It's not recommended at all by Tesla that you do this yet. They're maybe a year or two away.
And this happened at a steakhouse, but not just any steakhouse. I teased this before because it's such a crazy headline. A Nazi hits two cops in the face with a colostomy bag at Kid Rock's steakhouse.
There's a lot to unpack there.
The drunken man who had Nazi face tattoos was arrested outside Kid Rock's steakhouse after he pulled a colostomy bag from his pants and smacked two police officers in the face with his own dung. He was outside drinking. He was drunk already, but he was also holding a bottle of beer in front of the establishment and blocking the exit door that couldn't open back behind him. And cops talked to him. He also had a Confederate flag on the back of his head.
Oh, boy.
Shaved head. Confederate flag tattoo. And he's arrested. But I'm more fascinated by Kid Rock's steakhouse. Did you know that he had a steakhouse?
No.
You want to know the name of it?
Yeah.
Kid Rock's Big Ass Honky Tonk and Rock and Roll Steakhouse.
Yeah.
Yes, Idiocracy is here.
You think?
That's a classy steak place where you're probably paying $50 a plate.
I doubt the inside of it's very classy, George. It's Kid Rock's Big Ass Honky Tonk Steakhouse. It's not going to be classy.
The steaks are big ass or the restaurant itself?
I think just the restaurant is big ass.
I like steak.
So you're telling me that sounds pretty idiocratic to you?
Oh, my gosh.
What about the picture that I tweeted out that I cribbed from someone else on Twitter? But it's the photo of Jerry Jones being awarded the medal by Post Malone. And that picture right there looks so idiocracy to me.
Okay, that is a great transition point because that's what we're going to do next. We're going to listen to the audio of the video that the Cowboys released. This is how they announced the new schedule for next season.
If you'd talked to us, 5 years ago and showed us that picture and said that Donald Trump was going to be president or whatever, we would have thought, oh, this is insane. No, what are you talking about?
No way. This doesn't happen.
All right, next.
The craziness of that. Next.